scoot up your chair. I'm still talking about the character of the Apostle Thomas. Our next reference is found in the 14th chapter of the book of John. I'll read it to you. Jesus told Thomas and the other apostles, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not where you're going. How can we know the way?" This reference takes place in the upper room, where our Lord and his apostles had gathered to partake of the Passover. It was a sorrowful occasion because of the parting from Jesus lay on their hearts. But Jesus spoke to their troubled minds about the joys of heaven and of the place he was going to prepare for them, that they might follow him. He would not leave them as orphans, but would come again for them. They knew both the place where he was going and the way to reach it. Then it was that Thomas spoke up and said that they knew not whether he was going, much less the way to such a place. When at last Jesus was crucified, Thomas must have felt that the powers of darkness had prevailed. All that Jesus had said about the mansions in glory did not help him at all. Thomas may have been slow of mind and overcautious in accepting truth, thereby coming the hard way to believe. But beneath the surface of this hesitant apostle, a fierce fire burned. Some of these apostles began well, but disappointed Christ. But Thomas went steadily on, surprising those around him, both by his zeal and his faith, as they came to know him better. When Thomas seemed to contradict what Jesus had just said, we should not condemn him with a lack of faith or for a failure in understanding the teachings of his Lord. He is among those of us who miss information because we assume a knowledge we do not have. What is knowledge at its best but ignorance with a library? We are slow to learn that there is always great hope for the mind that is conscious of its limitations. The question of Thomas, "How can we know the way?" reveals in him a seeker after fuller truth. From what our Lord said to Thomas, it would appear that he knew more than he thought he knew. What is evident is the fact that in his reply to the statement and question of Thomas, Jesus gave utterance to one of the most beautiful revelations of himself to be found in Scripture. How can we know the way? Only one could supply the answer, the way himself. The answer to Thomas's question, "How can we know the way?" The Lord said to Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him, and you have seen him." And then Philip asked him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it will satisfy us." Jesus said, "Have I been so long with you, and you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say then, 'Show us the Father'?" Who is the sum total of all that we need to know, to believe, to love, to follow? He is all we need for time and eternity. We can never have more than he is. We must never be satisfied with less. So Thomas' quest for deeper knowledge was satisfied. Jesus is the way to God, the way without which there is no going, the truth of God, the truth without which is no knowledge.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you. This is C.M. Atkinson, the host of Give Me 5 Minutes. Join me here Monday through Friday at 1:25 p.m. on WZAP right here in Bristol, Virginia. I'm looking forward to being a blessing to you and your family.